Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only those who hear us on Radio 4, the Internet, and also, of course, round the world on the World Service. We welcome all those, and we welcome to the show this week four exciting, individual, and talented players of the game. And seated on my left, I have two of them here, who are reacting to each other, and that is Graham Norton and Ross Noble. And seated on my right, it's Linda Smith and Clement Freud. Would you please welcome all four of them? And as usual, I am going to ask them to speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep the score. She'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Warwick Arts Centre, which is on the campus of the University of Warwick, which is near Coventry. And we have a lovely Warwickshire audience, or a West Midland audience, ready to cheer us on our way as we begin the show with Linda Smith. Linda, I can't believe it. Guess what the first subject is? Warwick Castle.
You didn't give me very long to guess, did you?
60 seconds as usual to talk on it, starting now.
Warwick Castle, like most things pertaining to Warwick, for example the university, is situated conveniently in Gloucestershire, which makes that place very handy for a day trip. It's a beautiful place, I am told, largely by Clement Freud. A castle of...
Ross Jones.
Hesitation.
Yes, that was a hesitation. Ross?
Do you think?
Yes. Definitely. Yes. And so we've decided it was hesitation, Linda. So, Ross, it's a correct challenge. You get a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject. There are 43 seconds available. Warwick Castle, starting now.
Warwick Castle was built by the Normans, Wisdom and Collier. They were the two. A lot of people think it goes a lot further back than that. But no, you'd be very, very wrong. You should have...
Oh, just a minute.
You'd be very, very, very wrong.
Yes, right. And Graham, you got him first on the very, very. So you take over the subject, having got a point for a correct challenge. 32 seconds, Warwick Castle, starting now.
Warwick Castle was originally built in 1652, and...
10-minute challenge.
Wasn't.
Oh, come on, it was worth a guess.
It wasn't.
Like that. I'd know.
What year was it built, Clement?
Oh, it was sort of... 13th century.
Yes, it's rather. But that is sufficient for the challenge, Clement. You have the subject, you have the point, you have Warwick Castle, and 29 seconds starting now.
I think perhaps the most notable resident of Warwick Castle was John Neville, who was whatever number Earl of Warwick, who was known as the Kingmaker, and who died in Barnet, which I always thought was rather downmarket.
Ross Jones.
Bit of a hesitation.
Well, there's an definitely.
Yeah.
Hesitation.
Massive hesitation.
Well, dying in Barnet is.
So, Ross, a correct challenge, a point to you. And 13 seconds, Warwick Castle, starting now.
Warwick Castle was Roy Castle's brother. And when he was not off filming Record Breakers with Cheryl Baker, he was spending his time wancing about the.
Graham challenged.
Wancing? That's not a word, is it?
It's a specific thing that happens in the Warwick area.
Ah.
It's an ancient Warwick tradition.
I'm a fool.
It's like wandering and waltzing combined.
Wancing. So, Graham, he was deviating from language as we understand it. And so you had 3 seconds to go on Warwick Castle, starting now.
In the 13th century, this beautiful building was first created.
So, whoever is speaking in this game, when the whistle goes, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Graham Norton, so he's in the lead at the end of the first round. And, Ross, will you take the next round? The subject is novel ideas. You've got many in your head, but tell us something about them in this game, starting now.
Barbara Cartland had many novel ideas, but not for books. Oh, no. She actually thought about opening a theme park called Barbara's Cartland, which was a place you could go to where the old novelist would be sitting there on a horse-drawn vehicle, and she would run about the place pulling you. Pull, lads, pull like a fool!
Yes, tell me your challenge.
Repetition of Barbara. I didn't want to come in too soon.
Yes, but
I
also...
want him to go on for a bit.
Yes.
So you came in later. Correct challenge, Clement. 38 seconds. Novel ideas starting now.
I keep getting ideas for novel, like this 1/8 Japanese.
Linda, challenge. Yes, I like this, I get ideas for a novel like this,
Yes, that was the
novel. That's right, yes, but you idea for that. You have that as a sort of...
That was the novel,
A good answer, but I'm not going to accept it, Clement. So, Linda, you've got in... He was wriggling out of it, come on. He's clever at the game, he's clever at his different ploys in playing the game. And 31 seconds for you, Linda. Novel ideas starting now.
Novel ideas is a lovely catalogue that comes through the door with all kinds of items to buy. It will say things like, at last an end to no special table for your jigsaw misery. And I'm drawn in and think, yes, how have I lived without that item up until now? A special thing to catch spiders. Surely I need to purchase this immediately or my life is worthless and I might as well die now in horrible agony. Because it is so...
Oh, Linda, you had us all in agony, and the audience on the edge of their seats, because you actually gathered pace as you went along. And, Graham, it's your turn to begin. The subject, Concord. And would you tell us something about our Concord? 60 seconds, starting now.
I actually travelled on Concord, and in my mind, it was like a sort of flying National Express bus. It was no great shakes, but my God, it was full of rich people. They came around before takeoff and said, would you like a glass of champagne? To which the answer is, yes, please, a bucket. This thing is costing me a fortune. The lady behind me was offered the same drink. She asked, are you still serving the Tattinger?
Ross Jones.
Repetition of asked.
Yes.
Oh, how mean. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Little, tiny, yes. I'll get you.
No. It's not me. You've got the cast to fly on Concord. It's not me.
You flew on Concord. So, Ross, correct challenge. Ask. 33 seconds are available. Concord, starting now.
The trouble with Concord is it goes so quickly that all the makeup that the stewardesses wear flies off and can land on anyone in their seats, and you will think that there's somebody else, a little bit like Tom Cruise in the Mission Impossible film. You might be sat there chatting one moment.
Graham, challenge.
Repetition of might.
Yes. Yeah, a tough challenge, but you did say it might be, and you might be sitting there, right?
Yeah, and so, not only that, he was flicking me with money under the table. Big wadge of cash.
So, Graham, you've got him with 17 seconds on Concord, starting now.
Oh,
you're like a naughty boy at school. You weren't concentrating,
sorry,
were you?
That's it.
You were fooling around with Ross.
I was.
You two naughty boys together at that table. And so, our prefect... challenge first, which was Clement Freud.
Oh, right. Okay.
And your challenge, of course, was?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, of course, because they weren't paying attention, the naughty boys. And
so we had the naughty boys, and he's the prefect.
He's the
I
prefect,
must be
yes.
Matron. And
yeah. She's. I sense a head boy joke coming on.
Sorry.
No.
I'm not touching it.
No, it's a mixed educational school, so that's why Linda's there as well.
Oh.
So, right. Clement, you've got 16 seconds. Tell us something about Concord starting now.
Concord is the capital town of New Hampshire, and one hears quite a lot about it because the state which I've just mentioned, beginning with the letters N and H, is where the first election results, the preliminaries for the presidentship,
so, Clement Freud, speaking as a whistle went again. The next point is equal with Graham Norton at the end of that round. And, Linda, your turn to begin. The subject is the third way. Tell us something about the third way, starting now.
The third way was a wonderful film with Orson Welles and Tony Blair and Peter Mandelson. And there's a marvellous scene in a Ferris wheel.
Clement challenge.
Two marvellouses, I'm yeah. afraid. In...
It was a wonderful film.
But it should have been marvellous as well.
And that too.
Yes. Clement, 53 seconds, tell us something about the third way, starting now.
If you have scales and try and determine your weight, you can quite often stand on a particular corner of the platform and weigh very much less than you do if you stand in the centre. Now, the third way for me is the important one, because I've worked out exactly what position to take in order to achieve the sort of poundage or kilogrammage.
And a challenge.
A slight hesitation.
No, it was a definite hesitation. You're all right. 27 seconds, the third way, starting now.
The third way really is a political system dreamed up by some new Labour people. I'm not quite sure what it involves, really. An awful lot of nonsense and nothingness. I feel, really, there's very little to say on the subject as it has so little substance. And I said little
challenged.
Twice.
Repetition of little?
Yes, you did say little.
Yeah.
I'm owning up to it.
Right, and 12 seconds for you, Ross. Tell us something about the third way, starting now.
Well, she would advertise stair lifts, and she was in Last of the Summer Wine as well. It was a very popular show. She would go up and down the particular things, and she was...
Right. I didn't deserve that.
Third way. When you were speaking, as the whistle went, getting an extra point, you move forward...
That was so lame. I can't believe it.
Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the worst website I know. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
I suspect that the person who thought of that subject also conceived that one would begin with the letter W and repeat that 23rd digit of the alphabet a number of times. I think... My novel,
I might be wrong. Perhaps Sir Clement was beginning to discuss his new novel, but I sensed a hesitation.
There was a hesitation, Graham. So you have 45 seconds to tell us something about the worst website I know, starting now.
The worst website I know is hotnakedsirclement.com. Perhaps in the...
Ross challenged.
There was a little bit of a pause there, Mr.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'd love to stop him, but...
For everyone's sake, I wish
there'd be. Yes, but I don't think there was. So, Graham, an incorrect challenge. 31 seconds for you now, still on the worst website I know, starting now.
The worst website I know is something else, then, than I just said.
And Linda challenged.
I think you said two thens?
Yes. Looked as if he was trying to give it away, and he succeeded. Linda, you came in first. The worst website I know, 26 seconds, starting now.
The worst website I know is in my loft. It's full of webs. The spiders just go mad, weaving those webs all...
Ross challenged.
Repetition of webs.
Yes.
I thought I could say, oh, no.
No, it's website. Just to explain to the listeners, you can repeat the subject on the card or any one of the subjects in the phrase, but in this case, webs is not there. And, Ross, you not spotted it first. It's all gone very quiet. I'll get on as quick as I can. And 18 seconds, Ross, the worst website I know, starting now.
The worst website I know is thearmish.com. It really is absolutely rubbish because those particular folks aren't allowed to use computers or any form of electricity. In fact, when you log on, they just come to your house and build a barn with all of the information written on...
Ross, almost tempted to give you a bonus point for that delightful joke you made at the end there. But anyway, we got one for speaking as the whistle went, and it's all very close. In this order, 1 point separating on them, Linda Smith, Clement Freud, Ross Noble, Graham Norton, in that order, ascending. And, Linda, your turn to begin. Changing the sheets. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Changing the sheets happens quite a lot when you're a baby because of your incontinence problem. As you get older and become a student, you're not so keen on changing the sheets. In fact, they have to shatter before the average person in a place of learning, which I have just mentioned, does that task. Then you move to a later stage in your life, and changing the sheets becomes a pleasant thing, something that you want to do. Then, of course, you become old, and we're back to the start where you have to have the sheets changed constantly. Changing the sheets for me brings about a whole new set of sheets. This is a good thing. I like that to happen very often on the bed in which I sleep. I don't like the new sheet.
Clement challenge.
Oh, I'm sorry. There were two likes.
There were two likes, I'm afraid, yes. And those are the rules. And
two sheets as well, if you did but know it.
But that's the irony of the show. She's gone for 48 seconds and hasn't got anything out of it. Clemens come in with 12 seconds to go and got a point, and he might be able to...
Injustice might be a better word than yes. irony.
The irony of the game, I don't know, justice. Anyway, Clement, changing the sheets, 12 seconds, starting now.
In order to be able to change sheets, you need more than one sheet. This is a simple but, I think, important message to send to the people of this university in...
Clement Floyd, Tinkers and Whistle Wend has moved forward. He's now equal with Graham Norton in the lead. And Ross Noble, it's your turn to begin. The subject, dressing for dinner. Can you tell us something about dressing for dinner in this game starting now?
Dressing for dinner is a bad idea because you need salad as well. It's wrong to simply just buy a big bottle of dressing and serve that up to your resemblance.
Very challenging. Graham, your challenge?
There was a slight hesitation.
Oh,
yes.
Definitely hesitation. Graham. I have to hear what you're saying in case I disagree. So I agree with you on this occasion. 49 seconds. You tell us something about dressing for dinner starting now.
Dressing for dinner can be important, particularly depending what's being served. If it's a very messy meal, you won't want to wear an entire rubber suit, particularly if you're eating with people, for instance, chimps at a tea party, because they have no manners at all. Have you seen them? You wouldn't invite people round. And they throw...
Ross challenge.
You would if it was Lord Greystoke.
Yes.
What is your challenge within the rules
there
of
just
a minute?
There is no challenge. I just like monkeys.
You could have had him for hesitation, but it's too late now. Sorry, right. 30 seconds. Dressing for dinner. Still with you, Graham, starting now.
Dressing for dinner is something that people don't do as much now as they used to.
Clement challenge.
The reputation of people.
People, you said a people, right. Yes. Right, Clement, you listened well. 28 seconds. Dressing for dinner, starting now.
My favourite proposition used to be people saying to me, will you come upstairs and make love to me? And now I have to reply, one or the other. Now, the important thing about dressing for dinner is that unless you undress...
Ross challenged.
Bit of a hesitation.
I think there's definitely hesitation. I think he was almost retiring on his laurels of the laugh he got for that remark.
I can't get the image out of my head.
Right, 9 seconds for you on dressing for dinner starting now.
I often dress for dinner at a local fancy dress shop. I go in there a little bit like Mr. Ben from the popular TV series and get myself...
So it's all very close. Ross Noble speaking as the whistle went, has moved forward. He's equal with Clement Floyd, 1 point behind our leader, Graham Norton, and Linda Smith is trailing just a little bit behind them. And Graham Norton, it's your turn to begin. The subject now is what I love about the West Midlands. Tell us something about the subject in this game, starting now.
What I love about the West Midlands is the way that you've cleverly let the centre of your city uncluttered by anything that might contain its name, such as your university, art centre, castle, or any point of interest at all. Is there anything in Warwick? I looked, I couldn't find anything. Now I've said anything twice.
Yes. And Clement was the first to buzz. Right, you'll have anything. 33 seconds for you, Clement. What I love about the West Midlands, starting now.
What I love about the West Midlands is that wherever you are in the West Midlands, you're...
Yes. Ross, you challenge.
A bit of a hesitation.
No hesitation, I noticed.
No, I buzzed for deviation.
Well, it's too late now.
I didn't buzz. I was loving it.
Clement, the challenge that came in first, which was the first light to come on in front of me, was Ross's. It's an incorrect challenge, so you've still got the subject. 28 seconds, what I love about the West Midlands, starting now.
Wherever you may be, you're not terribly far away from Warwick Racecourse. Now, this is a track of which I'm incredibly fond, where I shall go tomorrow, and, of course, when I say the following day, it is not necessary.
Linda, challenge.
Of course. Race course, of course.
No, race course is one.
Of course.
Yes.
And then this is a course.
It's like a mad genius.
She did say that, right, of course. But it wasn't part of Racecourse. Right, Linda, you've got in which you want on What I Love About the West Midlands. 14 seconds, starting now.
What I love about the West Midlands is the way it's in the West Midlands. You just know where to find it. The West Midlands. It's in the West Midlands.
Ross Challenge.
It's in. Repetition of it's in.
It's in the West Midlands, yeah, in the true. West Midlands. Yes, it's a tough one, but it's correct, Ross. So you've got in there with 4 seconds on What I Love About the West Midlands, starting now.
The Safari Park. I have visited there on many an occasion. There was a sign up.
So they all got points in the round. Ross got one for speaking as the whistle went as well, and he's now equal in the lead with Clement Freud, who happens to be in the next round. Clement, the subject now is rosemary. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
John Cleese wrote a cookbook in which he had an interesting recipe for lamb with basil and rosemary. And what you did was you went to the butcher and bought a joint of small sheep and phoned up Basil and Rosemary and asked them to come and have dinner with you. I have said Basil twice now.
Graham, you challenged first.
I was going to point out the Basil thing too.
Yes, so repetition of Basil and 40 seconds for you on Rosemary starting now.
Rosemary Ford, where is she now?
Clement Freud challenged.
Don't know.
All right, Clement, you work hard for your bonus points. Have one for that. The audience applauded. They liked it. And, Graham, you have an interruption, and therefore you have a point. And 35 seconds, Rosemary, starting now.
Rosemary Clooney. I wonder in what location she is residing at this moment. Is she doing ironing? Perhaps she's just skipping down the stairs. Oh, look out, there's a small terrier. Oh, she's fallen. But we can't be sure, can we? No, that's indeed a fact to be.
Ross and Chalice.
That was a bit of a hesitation.
It was rubbish as well, I think. So, 14 seconds, Ross, you tell us something about Rosemary starting now.
There's an old Geordie folk song about Rosemary, and it goes a little bit like this. Rosemary, how are you? Are you okay? Yes, I'm not too shabby, thanks very much. Unfortunately, I have trouble with my knee.
So when are you going to record that, Ross?
It's going to be a Christmas single.
So anyway, you were speaking as the whistle went. You move forward. You're now in the lead, just one ahead of Graham Norton and Clement Freud, equal in second place. Linda just behind them. And Linda, your turn to begin. The subject, the middle of the road. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
The middle of the road is a very dangerous to... Oh.
Graham?
Hesitation.
Yes, there was, unfortunately.
I should say.
Tell us something about the middle of the road, starting now.
The middle of the road is a description of a sort of music, and I think that's because you would like the people who sing it to stand there and have large trucks plow into them. Oh, how we'd laugh. I'm not sure if anyone performs middle-of-the-road tunes anymore. Perhaps they do in small pubs in the centre of Warwick. But we'll never know because nobody goes there. Why would there? There's nothing. I noticed as I made my way.
Ross Thomas.
There was a repetition of there.
Yeah.
And a hesitation.
Well, which do you want?
I'll have whatever's right.
It was both safe and having right. 11 seconds, Ross, on the middle of the road, starting now.
The middle of the road is a very crucial place for chickens because that's where you find out the outcome of many jokes. What's going to happen? Will it make it to the other side or will there be no humour found in these hills?
Clement challenged.
To Will's repetition.
Will. Yep. Oh, tough one, but correct, Clement. And you've got him with 1 second to go. Ooh. Middle of the road, starting now.
The middle of the road.
So, we're moving into the last round, alas.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad you've enjoyed it. So, I hope that wasn't agony.
Anyways, another round.
Right. We're going into the final round, so I'm sure you'd like to know the situation with the points before we do that, because some people get very tense about this.
Oh, don't bother about the points.
Well, Linda, no, you haven't got as many as the others, but you're doing very well, darling. But you're unfortunately in fourth place, that's all. Graham Norton is in third place, but he's behind our joint leaders, Ross Noble and Clement Freud. And Graham's only one point behind. Oh, it's tense, exciting, isn't it? Couldn't care less. Right, let's get moving. Ross, your turn to begin, so the final round starts with you, and the subject is Yin and Yang, starting now.
Yin and Yang were a Chinese Cheech and Chong impersonator duo that used to perform all of their classic sketches, but in a Chinese-style voice. And that's right, there's a big difference between the two, that's right. It's a...
Graham's challenge.
Repetition of that's right.
You did say that's right twice, yes, yep. And there we are. The tension's there, trying to keep going. 44 seconds with you, Graham, on Yin and Yang, starting now.
Yin and Yang! Oh, let me commence.
Ross challenge.
There was a little bit of a hesitation.
Yeah, he just
there.
Didn't come in, did he? No. I don't know, he's Yin
and
Yang.
I didn't notice it myself.
You did, yes. Your yin and the yang just disappeared. Ross, it's back with you with another point. And yin and yang starting now.
Whenever Batman would fight somebody from an oriental place, that is what would come up on the screen. Yin, yang, rather than kapow, biff, kaplunk, which is one of the things that would appear whenever he would...
Linda challenge.
Who appears...
Come up on the screen, that's right, and appear, right? And so, Linda, you've got in 25 seconds ago. You tell us something about Yin and Yang, starting now.
Yin and Yang were, in fact, a Zen Buddhist comedy act. They were shite and were very used to the sound of one hand clapping. This made their philosophy of life very helpful to them in those times of trouble. I've never really understood what yin and yang actually mean. It's some kind of mystical thing that many...
Clement Freud challenge.
We've had a thing before.
Yes.
From me?
Yes. Yep. So, Clement, you've got in with seven... Only 1 second ago. Gosh, he done it again. 1 second ago on Yin and Yang, Clement, starting now.
Yang and Yin.
So, let me tell you the situation, as we've no more time to play. Just a minute. Linda Smith, who gave such wonderful contribution, but alas, finished in fourth place. But she was behind Ross Noble, Graham Norton, and Clement Freud, who all finished up equal in first place. Wasn't that a fair decision? Round of applause for all of them. So, no more time to play. Just a minute. It only remains for me to say thank you to these four delightful players of the game. Graham Norton, Ross Noble, Linda Smith and Clement Freud. I also thank Janice Staplehurst, who's helped me keep the score. And she's blown a whistle with such aplomb throughout. We also thank our producer, director, that is Chris Neal. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this delightful game. And we are most indebted for this delightful audience in the West Midlands who've come here to the Warwick Arts Centre on the campus of the University of Warwick. From my audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and our panel, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute.